Today, the Senate is debating the future of immigration, including the Dreamers. Republicans and Democrats are floating ideas that could eventually be cobbled together into something that they can pass. Independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont, who caucuses with the Democrats, joins me now. Senator, welcome back.
Good to be with you.
And we know what President Trump wants in his immigration plan. Four pillars, money to build a wall, a path to citizenship for the Dreamers, an end to the visa lottery, and limits on chain migration, also known as family reunification. If a plan comes out of the Senate that has all of those parts, would you support it?
No. I think what the American people are very clear about, close to 90%, is they want to make sure that the Dreamers in this country get legal status and they get a path towards citizenship. And by the way, most Americans do not think it makes a whole lot of sense to be spending billions of dollars on a wall. So for a start, I think we should do what the American people want us to do. We have a few days, just a few days, to deal with this great moral crisis. And in my view, what we should be doing is focusing on two issues. Number one, a path towards citizenship and providing legal status for the 1.8 million people who are eligible for DACA. And number two, we should improve border security. And we can do that in a more cost-effective way than by spending billions on a wall that we really don't need.
But would a wall be something that would stop you from supporting a path to citizenship for the Dreamers?
Well, I don't want to speculate on what the final product will be. What I can tell you is there is a strong majority of members here in the Senate, I'm guessing 56, 57 members, Democrats all and some Republicans, who think that the focus should be on legal status for the Dreamers and a path towards citizenship and border security, not getting into other areas. I hope that's where we will go. And I can tell you also that there is a majority in the House who support that. And I would very much appreciate Speaker Ryan allowing the House to have a vote on what the members there want.
But do you think that there's a majority in the House or a majority in the Senate even who would pass that pathway to citizenship for Dreamers without the things that President Trump wants?
Yes, I do. I think in terms of border security, that has to be part of the program. How much you spend on a wall that I think is unnecessary is another story. But I do believe there is a majority in the Senate. We're trying to get 60 votes for people to say, let us focus on making sure that the Dreamers have legal protection and a path towards citizenship. Let's deal with border security. There is strong support both in the House and the Senate for going forward. Broader comprehensive immigration reform, something that we should be looking at. But between you and me, it is not going to be resolved in 3 days.
Do you think that the issue of the Dreamers will be resolved before the deadline in March?
I certainly hope so. Let me, be very clear. This, to me, is a profound moral issue. Because if we are not successful, what could happen is that 800,000 young people who have spent their entire lives in this country, who know no other country other than the United States, could be subject to deportation. And that would be just an absolute outrage that we must not allow to happen.
You were in a budget hearing this morning. We're hearing a lot of details of President Trump's budget. Should Americans be worried that Medicare is going to face cuts?
Of course they should. And they should be worried that you have an administration that worked overtime to provide massive tax breaks to the wealthiest people in this country and the largest corporations. And you have a president who, when he ran for office, told the American people he wasn't going to cut Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. Well, it turns out that he is proposing over $1 trillion cuts to Medicaid, hundreds of billions of dollars cuts to Medicare, and cuts to the disability program within Social Security. Our job is to make sure that those cuts do not happen. You got people in this country who are struggling every day to pay their health care costs, which are rising, and we do not need to be throwing millions of people off of the health insurance they have or to making it more difficult for people on Medicare to get the health care they need.
Do you think those cuts will actually happen?
No, I don't. I don't. I think, by and large, most of what the president is proposing will go nowhere.
One more thing. There's been a hearing going on today on Capitol Hill with the top intelligence officials. And again, Russian meddling in the election has come up, and they've said that there is already Russian meddling going on in the 2018 elections in this country. Are you confident, Senator, that the U.S. is doing enough to stop that from happening?
No, I am absolutely not confident about that. The president's own head of the CIA has indicated that Russia meddled in 2016. He worries about 2018. But you have a president who is, I guess, accepting what Mr. Putin said when he met with Putin, and Putin said, hey, we didn't do anything. The president said, well, I believe him. Well, I don't believe Putin. I think the evidence is overwhelming that the Russians did meddle significantly in 2016. I have zero reason to believe that they're not going to do it again in 2018. We are not prepared. There's no question that we are not prepared at the state level, at the local level, and at the federal level. And the president has got to understand what's going on and help us address this very, very serious attack on our democracy.
What should we be doing?
Well, for sure, we should be making sure that in every community in America that votes cannot be tampered with. If I cast the vote, that vote is counted and that it is not manipulated. And then second of all, we obviously have got to deal with the cyber warfare, where there's a massive amount of lies and misinformation and fake news that are going to people throughout this country coming from Russia.
That's Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont. Senator, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much. Take care.